Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or cleaned? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Ave in Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Yes, the leader, I call him. Because, you know, it's Adam. He has the antique show he's going to be doing. Well, what day are you going to be doing that antique show?
I think, I have to ask Tammy, I think it's March 14th, yes, from 1 to 3. From
1 to 2
in the afternoon at Red Rooster Antiques in Clearwater.
That
so I'm looking forward to that.
I've always been into antiques. And do you know on YouTube they can let you see old photos? And you know how I know I do it a lot?
Yeah.
Is because you want to do the promo quick here? You want to do it?
So what were you saying?
So what I was saying is I look at the old photos. And I try to see what I'm trying to think in my head, like what are they thinking? And then photos from the 1870s, you know, they're not here.
So
anymore.
your baby pictures,
yeah.
What are they on tintypes, ambrotypes? What is it?
Yeah, but do you ever do that? Like
yeah.
Look at old photos.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I find it so like, and then people just like they had a pictures of say someone. They're bringing the ice guy. You know, they used to bring cubes of ice.
My grandfather was an ice man.
Yeah, it's just old photos.
That's how he met my grandmother.
Right, carriages and horses.
I know. Things have changed a lot in 100 years.
And then, you know, most people didn't smile. I didn't know that it took 15 minutes to take one photo when it first came out.
They had to stay very still. And they had clamps behind the kids. necks to hold them in place, because if you moved your head during the shot, you wouldn't get it.
Wow, did you
so
know
it wasn't
that?
A cut.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds kind of crazy.
First photos
taking
in
photos.
The 1870s.
Oh, no.
Did you ever wonder why all the photos didn't have someone smiling? That's why.
It was miserable. The kids had clamps behind their necks to keep them in place, so, like, because they couldn't move for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. They had to stay straight. Right. So that's why.
Well, nowadays that would be child abuse.
Right. Now you click it, it's online, and it's sent across the world.
Yes.
One click. So let's that's go right. over some of the stuff that you got going on.
And why I noticed can I hear, that you have, why can't I hear him through here?
Because you don't have the headphones on.
Yeah, but I never can hear my guests.
No, they might be unplugged.
Oh, no, because I turned it up. Were you sitting here? Oh, that's why. But I turned it up when I first
sat
down.
So what are you showing us here?
Okay, you want to do this one?
Okay, what do you want me to talk about?
And then
about?
You do this one. Okay. Like, what's on the flyer?
Okay, at the Peace Memorial Church, they're having a festival concert, April the 15th, Saturday, April the 15th at 7 p.m. And they're going to have a Uke legend and Jim Beloff with Steve and Amanda Boyson. What's their names? The Monerics. And are they a group or what are they?
Yes.
Musical?
Yes. And ukuleles. It's a ukulele fest.
Oh, uke. Okay, like ukulele Ike. And you have the Apple Butter Express and the Cigar Box Band. That's great. With featured guests, Clearwater's own Judy Bechard and Joni Siegel.
Isn't that cool, though? And this is what...
But let me tell you the most exciting thing about this that he has not mentioned.
Okay.
This is actually put on as a nonprofit organization, okay? So it is going to be a fundraiser for the Clearwater Free Clinic. And the Clearwater Free Clinic actually helps people out in the community that have lower income, that do not have health insurance.
That's wonderful.
So it's an amazing organization. Jeannie Shapiro, who is the founder of it, is actually a friend of mine and lives in the community. And that's right off of Court Street in Clearwater. And also the other benefactors are going to be HEP, which is a homeless empowerment program that, of course, has resources and helps with homelessness.
Is there a fee to come here, or how much is it?
Yeah, so they have to go online. I mean, we're just getting getting those details worked out, but there's a QR code on this poster that we're going to be hanging out. But if there's going to be more details, you can actually go to Ukulele Fest in the district .com and you can get information about the tickets, and that's exactly where it's going to be held. It's going to be Saturday, April 15th at 7 p.m. and it's going to be in the district, which is Cleveland Street. Yeah, so it's going to have festivities down there, but at the Peace Memorial Church, which is on Turner Ave and Fort Harrison, is going to be the concert, and it's amazing. And you talk about Judy Bechard. She's one of those opera singers. She's very famous, and she puts on quite a show. So I'm super excited to have that. And Raising Relief Foundation is actually one of the key sponsors for that. So they're a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits.
And it starts at 7 p.m.
It does. But I think there's festivities before that down at the district.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby. Do you have any ukulele music that you can play so we can get a feel for what it sounds like? Ukulele.
I will look for something.
Yes. Well, yes. Can you recommend someone?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I think, is a version.
Yeah, well, that's that with a Hawaiian feel.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
That's
See?
So cool.
That's why Bobby's
and then
the man.
Ukulele Ike, the voice of Jiminy Cricket. He was a megastar in the 1920s. Like Michael Jackson was in his time, and he played the ukulele, and they called him Ukulele Ike, and he was like a superstar.
And he was Jimmy the Cricket?
He was the voice of Jimmy the Cricket.
You know, all this stuff, I have a new advertiser, right, that just came in, and what kills me is he's 24 years old.
Okay.
And then his partner, I guess, that he works with is 23, and he's tuning into the show when we're talking about ukuleles. What's the name? What was that? Cricket? Jimmy the Cricket?
Okay. Ukulele Ike.
Oh, sorry. See? I didn't mean to ding, ding, ding.
But you ready?
All right. So, no. Are you ready?
What do you do this when
Who's the 24-year-old and the 23-year-old? I hope they are listening.
And they have 5 locations.
Well, can I tell you something about the ukuleles? I thought the same thing. Okay? I was like, oh, my God. So I actually hired the ukulele. There's a duo, actually. And I hired them for one of my events. And they were cranking out music by The Cure.
Oh, wow.
Rolling Stones.
Right.
They were playing rock stuff with this ukulele, and they were singing. So I was like, darn, I want you to come to like all my events.
Ukulele is wonderful instrument.
Yeah, so I know we think it's kind of like old fashioned and I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because 24 and 23, you don't want to know about that.
Right, because we had heavy metal, right?
Just to
tell you. I'm going to tell you what we did. We did a show with heavy metal. And I'll be up front, I'm not into heavy metal.
Oh, you mean the guys that came last
week? Yeah, we did a show where we did a car light show where all the proceeds went to the Florida Youth Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
We generated over $15,000.
Oh, amazing.
It's amazing.
So
but anyhow,
awesome.
So we hired this band, and they were great, and they do a great job, and I'm very proud of them, but they're heavy metal. Not my cup of tea.
Not my cup of tea, but... They were very interesting guys, and they were very personable, and we had a wonderful little segment
here. Right, and
they're
very polite and kind.
And
but I didn't realize, and this is my mistake.
Yeah.
It was heavy metal.
I'm a metal girl.
Heavy
I'm
metal.
A Metallica. My favorite band is Guns N' Roses, so I am a metal girl.
There you go.
Did you not know that, right?
No, I didn't know that. Not me.
That's true. The hippies are aging right now.
Yes. So
Sunflower's going to the nursing home.
So I'm hoping our new guest, his name is Mike. Do you have that information, Tammy, about the arcade?
I need the new name. We need... Yes.
Okay, just get it, please. Yeah, okay, thank you, by the way. So
well,
we're going to play the ukulele.
Yes.
You ready? Yes. This is for Mike, the arcade. It's located next to Fat Jack's. And here it is, dedicated to the new business 24-year-old. Fantastic. Now, are we in the background? Do you automatically turn our mics off?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Because I was thinking we're having a conversation while the song is on. Do people hear it?
Nope. But the song is ending, so now I had to bring it back.
Do you know how many careers have probably ended because of that? That's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big ones. Big time.
Well, yeah, like
it's called a hot mic is what they call it. Right?
Politicians.
That's what happens.
Stars.
Absolutely. So this sounds like an interesting gig, then. It's a festival concert, then.
Yeah, let's all go.
Yeah, sounds good. So tell us about the event that they just held.
Okay, so we did this event. It was a car light show.
Okay.
Right? And it just blew me away how much money people put into these cars, too.
Amazing.
It's amazing. The one guy had a truck, car, whatever. So I asked him what was the value if he had to sell it. He said over $200,000.
Wow.
And then there were cars that just were all geared up. And you know how they spend the money to fix them? Like $100,000. And they were all lit up. And
sounds
then our
great.
Client, Hot Mamas, she only hires women, right, to do hauling. So she has a...
It's really...
Yeah, that's it. She does hauling.
Women power.
And she's like a cleaner. She does cleanouts, like a man's job.
That's great.
Right? And she has a picture of an arm with a girl with a big muscle, right?
Yeah.
Like woman power.
The Rosie.
That's it, woman
she
power.
Looks like
Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, that.
Rosie,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So I get a kick out of her. So she entered her car into her truck. It's a pink car. That
did she get it? Did she get something?
She got a trophy.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. So I got a picture of me with her standing there, and she's holding the trophy in the air, and it was just so much fun.
So they raised how much for the sheriffs for the?
I'm not sure, but I think it was right at $15,000.
That's fantastic.
Right, and that's for underprivileged kids.
So they can go and they can go to these ranches.
It's all donations and stuff.
That's amazing.
Right. So then we did a live radio show from there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
How many people do you think turned up?
I would say, but we were in competition with the Dunedin and Mardi Gras. I think if you have an event and the Dunedin and Mardi Gras is going down, maybe you might not want to do the same event at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Might be a thought.
So
we had about 500 people.
Well, that's pretty good turnout, though.
Yeah. And then we have our banner right behind the trophies.
Yeah.
So I just found this out. So the guy that owns A&B Audio, right?
Okay.
He made a photo. So everybody has their phones up when the trophies are given out, and they're putting it on their Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So you can see everybody surrounding the trophies.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow he focused on our banner, and it was lit up. So he was standing all the way out, and I'm like, I just don't know how you took this shot. So apparently, they say, again, I have a 24-year-old Mike. He's already going to know the answer to this. But you want to hear it? So apparently you can push on a spot on a photo that whatever spot you put a square around lights up and focuses on that spot, even though you're taking a big photo.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I know that they've come up with some technology lately where you can isolate something on a... You take a pic with your phone, and you can press on, the centerpiece, and it can transfer that, just that image and not the backdrop.
Right.
So
I'm looking at all the photos this guy took, and I realize our poster that's behind the trophies when we're giving them away is all that stood out. And it had a big light on it. And I just freaked me out because I asked him, can you just focus, like somehow get the, or, because it's an ego thing, right?
Of course.
And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but can you make sure you take a photo where our banner stands out, right? Not only did it stand out, it was lit up. How did you do that? And then he explained to me. And again, Mike, 24-year-old Mike, he already knows this.
Ain't technology wonderful, huh? Sometimes. Sometimes it's amazing what they can do now.
Yeah. So anyhow, you know, so they're changing their name to Bonus Spin. Oh, yeah, that's their name, Bonus Spin.
What is this now?
Now, this is an arcade. He's the best arcade guy out there. They're changing the name to Bonus Spin.
Yes, well, this is the thing. We want everybody to know something super important. It is new ownership, guys. New ownership.
Okay, tell us about it, though.
Okay, so it's located right on US 19, near Fat Jack's, actually, right behind Wing House, right there before you get to Alderman. And they have new games. They have never-before-seen games in there that people have walked in and said, wow. They are doing a really cool thing right now, though, on almost all the machines. You put in 20, you get 30. So you get an extra $10. They do like Ladies' Day.
No,
yes, he just told me.
No, that's you. Then you talked to the wrong guy. You didn't talk to Mike.
I talked to Mike.
No, it's you give 20, you get 50. I told him he has the best one out there. It's $30.
Well, that's a special, though. This he said
this
on almost any day you come in.
But I'm just saying, if you give... Because I clarified it with him. Because I was saying how I found out with Mike, is I said, hey, how about we just do match play 20 for 20? He goes, I can do one better than that. I said, what? And he said, and this is a quote from Mike, I'll do 20 for 50. Well, you get 30. Right? So okay. That's what he told me. So in other words, you walk in, you give them $20, you get $50 play.
Okay.
I mean, that's the best one
in
town.
Well, I think that's the promotion we're going to do for him.
Right.
Right. But right now, today, you can go in and get 30 for 20. And Friday and Saturday, they do food.
Wow,
like they
actually. I disagree
actually,
with that.
I just got off the phone with him.
I'm calling Mike.
Okay. Anyways, it's called the Wind Point Arcade. And like I said, he's right behind Wing House.
Okay.
And we want to just stress to everyone that it is new ownership. It is not the same people that used to own it when it first opened, because they had a lot of issues there with the first people that were there. So we want everyone to know.
So you want to know
different.
That it's different.
Yes,
different.
It's absolutely different. They have new machines in, new management, new everything. And on Friday and Saturday, they actually do have it catered. So they'll go to like Papa John's and get pizzas and good food. Like, so you eat for free. And also, and that's 6 to 9 every Friday and Saturday. And so also they do on Friday and Saturday throughout every hour, people win like $125 an hour on Saturdays or on Fridays and $100 an hour on Saturday.
So how many people do with this place hold?
It's actually the
capacity of this place is?
I don't know the capacity, but they've got a lot of machines in there.
They have a lot of machines.
Yeah,
so
they have several rows. Like, it's really nice. It's so clean. Like, as soon as you walk in, it's super clean.
Well, that's really important.
Yeah. And they have, like, rows and rows of machines.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever gone?
I played a couple times, yes. So, because they have Ladies' Day, so I walked in.
So what are the games like? Tell me about it.
Well, there's different ones, and I'm not real familiar with the names of the games.
Yes.
But they're like the ones where you like Vegas.
It's like a slot machine almost.
It's not really because you don't use a slot, but they have. I mean, but it's like that. So you know how it goes around and around, and you see if you get 3 7s or whatever. They have those ones. Like I said, I apologize because I'm not familiar with the terms of the actual games, what you call them. But they have all sorts of different ones. I mean, just all kinds of them. They got really big ones, small ones. There was a lot of people in there when I was in there. So
and all different age groups come
in? Oh, yeah, for sure. And like I said, they have refreshments there. And then pretty much I think it's so cool because every day of the week they do something special. So the day I happened to just go in, it was Ladies' Day. I didn't have to spend 1 cent. They were like, here's $20.
That's great.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to do something in the area, a little bit of fun, go out maybe with a friend of yours and go to this. Are they called gaming parlors? Or?
I believe at the time we're calling, Florida says they are arcades.
Arcades, okay.
Yes, they are arcades. But they have tons of games, and it's set up really nice so that when you have privacy, if you want, you know what I mean? Like if you want to sit there and you have a group of friends or something, you can take up like a whole row because they have a lot of spaces in there.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. So it's really fun. And one of our clients, actually, that's how I ended up walking in there, Danny from Fat Jack's restaurant there in US 19. He was like, you got to go check this place out. They just opened over. It's a new ownership. He's like, I went in yesterday and it was Men's Day, right?
Okay.
So they gave him $20. He walked out with $200.
Oh, that's pretty good.
For nothing.
That's pretty good. I know my dad would have liked that.
Right.
My dad would love that.
And one of the waitresses, she went over on Ladies' Day, because I guess it was, I can't remember which days they are. I think it was Wednesday and Thursday, possibly. Uh-huh. One or the other is Ladies' Day, one is Men's Day. But she won like $65.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, just walking in. I mean, it was her lunch break, so that's where she goes and spends her lunch break.
And it's usually the people like that that win. It's always the ones that don't expect anything out of it, and it's just the luck.
Right.
So tell us where it is again.
So again, it's the actual address is 34896 US Highway 19, and that's Palm Harbor.
Okay.
But the best way to find it is look for Wing House.
I know where that is.
If you're going north, it's on your left-hand side before you get to Alderman, and they are right behind there. So
I know exactly where that is.
Yep, it's a whole big plaza, so they're right there on the back side. And it's 34896 US Highway 19, Palm Harbor, and it is called Wind Point Arcade. for the time being.
I thought you were saying Wind Point. I've heard that's Wind Point.
Wind Point okay. Arcade, yes.
All right, get that.
Yep, and so Friday and Saturday seem to be great days to go because they have free pizza and food and who knows what they're going to have catered.
And what are their hours?
So for right, I'm not sure, actually. I'm sorry I should have asked him that. I was just writing information when I was speaking to Matt on the phone. But if anybody does have any questions, like if you want to call them about what the hours
are, what time they're there.
You can give them a call at 727-474-2571. That's 727-474-2571. And that's the Wind Point Arcade right behind Wing House in Palm Harbor.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
And they're not far from my shop, so maybe if they have a big win, they come over and buy something from me.
There you go.
Come and see us.
There you go.
Shall we check on the roads here real quick?
Absolutely.
Yes. So we're going to take a little break, guys, and do our traffic report. Thank you so much, Bobby.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 532, here on the Brian Cash Claus Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather this afternoon. Pinellas is not looking too bad today, other than the beach traffic returning down State Road 60. It's given us some trouble on all three bridges heading back into Tampa. Make alternate arrangements there to maybe go up to 580. Anything else going on up in Hillsboro? We have a disabled vehicle, I-75, at Fowler Avenue with the left shoulder block there. Moving on up into Pasco, nothing but your normal backups on State Road 52 with the construction there around 41 area. Also a disabled vehicle on the Suncoast Parkway just beyond mile marker 32 heading southbound. Let's take a look at your weather this afternoon. This evening we're going to look at a low of 66 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow high of 79, just a little cooler, with only a 10% chance of rain, so probably not going to happen. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 87 degrees, Dade City, 86 degrees, and here at the Tantalk Studios in downtown Clearwater, 81 degrees. More of the Brian Cash Claus Show coming up right after these messages. Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jellybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at Jelly Beans ICT. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Hey Tampa Bay, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing, providing you with professional exterior cleaning services for residential or commercial. We pressure wash exterior surfaces, driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidings of homes, sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, and gutter cleaning. Please give us a call or text today at 727-612-8123. That is 727-612-8123.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
All right, we are are back from our traffic report. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
And yes, I just want to mention one more time about Win Point Arcade, and they are located at 34896 U.S. Highway 19 South in Palm Harbor, right behind the Wing House. And you guys got to go check them out. They are under new ownership, so everything is totally different. If you were in before, you got to give it another chance because everything is different.
That's very important because I had a business once that had someone else there, and they didn't have a very good reputation. So it took a while for them to say, okay, you're under new management, right. New ownership.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're in the process of, like I said, everything. They've got new machines in there. Like I said, machines people's never even seen before, so it's something new to try.
Well, I want to go. I've never been to one of these.
Awesome. Very cool. They have brand new games. They do promotions all the time. They have prizes all the time.
Okay.
So it's really cool. And like I said, I'm not as versed as I should have been prepared for this interview with or talking about them, about what the actual machines are called. But it does, on their card, says more Platinum Touch games are arriving, whatever. People must like that.
I suppose they do.
Well, I'm assuming it's the ones where you touch the screen, because I see when the people are playing that you just hit the screen.
Yeah, you hit the screen.
Yep. So that's very cool. And most any day, he said they're doing the 30 for 20. So, but they always have, like every day, they have some kind of a deal going on. So you guys got to go check them out. And again, if you had tried it out before, you got to give it another chance because it's definitely new ownership and completely different than it used to be. And anybody that has any questions, like as far as hours or maybe what type of machines they have or how it works, you can give them a call at 727-474-2571. That's Wind Point Arcade in Palm Harbor.
And that's in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Yes. Well, hello there. How are you?
How are you? Just
very
have a guest who's joining us.
You have your little puppy today. How cute.
Yes.
I can't hear anything for some reason, but it's okay. Oh, got it. I figured out which button it was. All right, Jeannie, so how you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, she's trying to get her headset on, guys. I'm sorry.
Let me see if I can fix that
up. So, Adam.
Yes.
We are doing an event at your location.
Yes, we are.
At the Red Rooster Antiques on March 14th.
March 14th.
Which is a Tuesday at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. to 2 and on.
Yes. And what it is, guys, it's going to be so much fun. We borrowed an idea from, we're not going to say what show on TV, but what it is if you have something in your house and you want to know what it is, maybe, or you want to know how much it's worth, bring it on down to Red Rooster Antiques, because our whole show is going to be doing free appraisals for the day.
And I will be there, and CJ and Austin will be there.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to be the front person, because both CJ and Austin, in some settings, are a little on the shy side. But we're going to try to work them out of that. We're trying to get over that.
Yes,
but they
yes.
are a little bit, but they're going to be my backup. And so I think between the three of them, we should have a pretty awesome team.
I think so. And I'm actually super excited because everyone I've been talking to so far has mentioned something that they would like to bring by. So I'm like curious to know what it is.
And it doesn't matter what it is. The thing that I'm really excited about is to see what somebody brings on that's like really a hidden sleeper.
Right, right.
You know, something that they have no idea about that's, you know, might, luckily for them, might enrich their lives, you know. And that's
for sure.
You know, because we don't know what's going to come on,
and you don't. And sometimes it's a piece that you think is not worth nothing, and you've had for years.
It's the pieces that that usually people don't think about.
Yes,
but people bring things, and a lot of times they just have it. They just the last minute on the different shows I've seen, they've just like picked something up. Oh, I'll just take this in for the heck of it. I remember there was one that was like a. It was like a Spanish conquistador's helmet, and it was from the 1500s, and it was priceless.
Oh, wow.
And the people had, you know, just had it laying
around
their house.
Right? Like, oh, let's just grab that. We've been letting the kids play with it.
Or things that are just dirty or dusty in the corner.
That's correct.
Right, you don't pay attention to.
I know. Jeannie has a couple things she's going to bring out for us to check out.
Hopefully my mom will let me take them out of the house.
Right?
I already mentioned to her, and she's like,
Oh, you got to bring her, too.
No, and I'm really excited about it.
Yes, me too. I've heard some very, I'm not going to tell you, but some of my other clients are bringing some very cool things.
Trying to stump us.
I'm curious to see if they are, I mean, just from hearing the description on two of them, I'm thinking it could be a really good find. So I want to
I really want to bring a Marilyn Monroe one out of all of them.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So, but I don't know if she'll let me. We'll see that day.
Well, that would be really awesome. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, guys. And anybody who's tuning in and listening,
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, so we're going to have that. It's March the 14th.
Yes.
1 to 2 and on at Red Rooster Antiques, and that's at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida. And we're right next to Dan's Fans across the street from Home Depot.
Yes.
Curlew City Plaza.
Awesome, yes. And I've been out, and I'm going to do more, actually, but I got some flyers printed, which I forgot in my car today.
I'm hanging them up
at places, and so everybody will hopefully check it out, and they'll see March 14th, 1 p.m. at Red Rooster Antiques. And again, that's 30113 U.S. 19. It's right across the street from Home Depot and U.S. 19 before you get to Curlew.
Yes. If you hit Arby's, you've gone by.
Yes.
Heading north.
Right next to Dan's Fans.
Which has been, has been there forever.
Right.
I have a question about flyers. I don't see as many telephone poles in Florida.
You know what? That is so
coming
true.
Coming from New England, it just dawned on me, because that's when we were having yard sales or we're going to do anything. We just staple them on the old telephone poles.
You know what?
I haven't seen them yet.
You are so right, because actually just a couple days ago, one of my, Jilly Beans was having an event.
Okay.
And I was at the location picking up the flyers and the signs, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, does she have, because I was like, is there a telephone pole around there? Because you don't see them.
You don't see them.
Most things are wireless these days.
If you do see them, they're made, they're metal. They're not wood.
They're metal. Yes, they are.
But guess what? She actually has a wooden.
I did use it.
I did use it. I was able to put signage on both sides of the telephone pole right in front of her business.
So if there's a metal poles, you just have to tape it up.
Yeah. Or get those corrugated yard signs.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get you out there, Tammy, one of those old-fashioned sandwich boards. or maybe we'll get Austin out there, you know, because dressed up like a chicken or a rooster. We'll get him dressed up like a rooster.
That's perfect.
I don't think he will.
Tell Austin that's mandatory.
He doesn't have a choice. I think he wouldn't go for it.
But just tell him that when you get home.
Tammy said
you have to wear this rooster costume she got.
You know, and I go by these poor guys doing this in the heat, and they're in these costumes of like, how do they do it?
I say all the time that I don't know how much they're getting paid, but I'm sure it's underpaid.
I don't think any could pay me as much.
Because
to do that.
When it is, you know, 100 degrees outside and you're standing in that sun, you have nowhere to hide.
Well, at Disney, they have special apparatus. They're only supposed to stay in it for so long.
Yes.
And they have, like, some type of cooling system.
I see this one guy, actually, like, especially right now, because it's for one of the tax preparer services, and he dresses up like Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
And he's got so much energy. I'm like, how does this guy all day? I mean, he's always got all this energy. He's flipping things. He's always laughing. I'm like, what a great personality, you know?
I did it for my nephew. My sister asked a Barney outfit when he was a little kid, and she said, will you do it? 5 minutes, I was ready to kill someone.
Right.
And it was so hot.
Yes.
And that costume, I just wanted to just pull it off.
How do the people wear the cartoon characters? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are, it's, you're just completely
enclosed.
And they
have no cooling system inside of it either.
Yes. Believe it or not, okay, this is crazy, but I used to play paintball when I first came to Florida.
Okay.
A really good friend of mine had a whole paintball team. They go all over the world, actually. But anyways, we would go play. He's right on Almerton over in Largo.
Okay.
And I would get so hot, though, and my mask would fog up, right? You can't see.
So you can't see.
But yeah, because it's a whole face thing that you have to wear to protect yourself.
You have to wear the mask.
Yes, and it's mandatory. You like have to when
you
you're out there.
You have to get that stuff to.
He invented an air conditioner. Him and his friend, they were the friend, he actually sold neon signs, like that was his business.
But he was very electrically
inclined, and he invented a air conditioner for that actual mask. Yes.
Wow.
And it worked.
It worked perfectly fine. It was great, yes. So when I found, because I was like, why isn't your mask like fogging up? And he told me, I was like, I want one of the. Yeah, he sold lots of them after people like asked
about
it. Well,
I hope he marketed this and patented this.
I don't know
this.
If he ever did. He was like so smart, like super smart, like almost couldn't even understand what
genius.
He was talking. Yes, for real. And he would make. He made these really cool though neon signs for restaurants and things like that, and for just people. Like people would order palm trees or something for around their pool or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was also located right there on Elmerton. But yep, those are some
of
the first guys.
I know when I first moved here, I'd get out of the car and it would be so humid and I couldn't see, and my eyeglasses would fog up. I'm like, oh, and you know,
oh,
and every time you get out of the car, it's the same thing. So that's why I love this time of the year.
When we were wearing the mask, my glasses got fogged up every day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
I couldn't see nothing, ever.
So what with the mask and the glasses? I mean, I felt like I was...
Well, you had to make sure you pinched the thing and put your lenses over the...
That's right. That's
the thing so you don't have to, they don't get fogged.
Mine still did, even though I did all that, because my breath would go right through the mask because it was just so hot. Actually, that's probably how I stretched out my sunglasses, because now they fall off my face. Yep. But oh my goodness. So yeah, guys, come and check us out.
Yeah, I'm really at
Tuesday, March 14th at 1 p.m.
Red Rooster Antiques.
Yes. And Jeannie, so tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get in touch with you if they have any questions.
Yeah, I do credit repair. I also rebuild people's credit. From scratch to, you know, positive numbers, like FICO scores and stuff. A lot of people don't know that 85% of the United States have errors on their credit report.
Hmm.
And you may have excellent credit and not know you have them on your credit report.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And so you have to pay attention to your credit. And if you're not applying for anything, please, please, please lock down your credit reports, because that's how you avoid identity theft.
Okay.
And
how do you go about that? Well, that's your. That's
well,
what
no,
they come
anybody
for.
Can do it. You can call the three bureaus, which is TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Okay.
You can also do it online, and you lock down your reports.
And what does that do?
That stops anybody from applying for credit cards or
in your name.
Right. It's just there's not like it's almost like your credit report doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about your little furry friend you have with you today.
This is Flocko. He's a service animal.
Aww.
And I have post-traumatic stress syndrome, and he goes everywhere with me.
Well, he's adorable.
It's just
thank
wonderful.
You.
Can I just?
Cool. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Adam, our leader.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Jill's on the phone.
Okay, hey Jill, what's going on?
Hi, how are you doing?
So tell them how smart I am. So wait, let's do this, okay? You guys want to win $50?
I always up for winning.
Okay, so anyhow, let's see how smart you are, young lady.
Okay.
All right. Her name of her company is JJ's. How did they come up with that name?
It's JJ's Market and Deli.
Right.
Her initials.
Her
right.
And her
now, her and her husband.
Okay, just give the name of why J&J. $50.
He hasn't showed us $50 yet. So for those of you on the phone,
I haven't seen the $50.
It's a wife and husband's.
Yeah,
names.
But what are the names?
Jen and John.
No.
Joe and Jana.
No. How are we doing
Jeannie
there,
and Jack?
No.
You're getting closer.
All right, Bobby. $50.
Jacqueline and...
No, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
It is. That's what it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, Bob just won $50.
There you go,
go
Bob.
It's Jack and Jill.
Oh, how cool is that?
So she told me her name was Jill, and then what did I say to you? I'll let you say what I said. Where the J&J came from, what did I say?
Is it for Jack and Jill? And I said, that's actually my son's name, so we cracked up. It was pretty funny, but...
Their son's 15-year-old. They're going to come next week.
Awesome.
And then they're going to send us a menu.
Ooh.
Usually I say to people, hey, like, just bring whatever you want, but let's take a menu.
All right.
Yeah. You going to be here next week?
Obviously,
absolutely.
Yes.
We would love to do that. I think that would be a lot of fun, because we actually live over towards that way, so it's great.
Awesome. Right. So where's your place at?
So we are at 10535 Gandy Boulevard. We're right directly across the street from the dog track. And JJ's has been here for like, you know, 10, 12 years. It's established, but we bought it in September, which is amazing because my husband is a military vet, and I've been a registered nurse for almost 20 years, so we thought that this would be a really fun way to serve other people and serve people like in a different way than we have been all these years. So it's been a lot of fun for us the last 5 months, and we're hoping to meet a lot more new people in the community and just keep making some great food around here.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, and then if you ever want to play, you ever do the arcades?
Do we do the what? I couldn't hear you. I'm
arcades,
so sorry.
Arcades, like the gambling arcades. Do you ever do
Oh, gosh. I haven't. I mean, but I would
right
like to go.
You're right there by the dog track.
Yeah, we're right across the street, and we just have been so busy since we bought the place. We haven't done anything but just kind of enjoy being over here. And we're here 7 days a week. We're open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, we're open 8 to 5.
Oh, nice.
Do you think? And she says, oh, I'm too shy to get on. She's
doing
a pro,
great.
Baby.
Yes, you're doing
yes,
great.
Crazy.
And then we're doing an antique show with our friend here. He's the leader of our group, Adam. So when's your antique show?
It is March 14th. It's a Tuesday at 1 p.m. And what we're doing is we borrowed an idea from a kind of famous show where the Antique Road Show, yeah. I will say. But anyways, we're asking people to bring something from home or maybe that your grandmother has or something you're interested in knowing either what it is or how much it's worth. And so Adam and his team are going to do free appraisals, and we're going to have a live radio show that day as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you into antiques, Jill?
Oh my gosh, I was just sitting here thinking, I wish I had something cool, you know?
Yeah, but he has, I'm probably exaggerating, but he has over $1 million worth of antiques in his shop. It's like a museum.
It is, actually. He has a lot of things, and they have a little, like, I guess you would call it an annex next door that is also full to the top with all sorts of treasures.
Yeah, so if you ever came there, it would just be stuff from the 1500s, gadgets that you wouldn't even believe why they were made.
But everybody has something. It could be a dusty little, you know, knickknack on a shelf that you may not even pay attention to.
That's right.
Or even old albums.
Yeah.
Like record albums. I mean, anything.
Really? Like even the weirdest kind of albums you can even think of? Like, because we have, like, an original Star Wars album, and I can't wait to sneak it out of my husband's possession and sell it.
Just make sure you keep it safe, because he's going to want it back.
But I'm going to keep it safe, all right. I'm going to bring it over there.
Yeah. Hi, this is Adam. But the best story I ever heard about people finding things, there was a guy in Vietnam, just as they were pulling out at the end of the war, and everyone was running everywhere, and he just decided he was going to pick something up. And he picked up this rice bowl that was on a bench, for whatever reason, have a souvenir. And he brought it on one of these shows, and they found out that it was priceless. It was from the Ming Dynasty. It was worth close to $1 million.
Oh, wow.
You know, is that amazing or what? I just couldn't believe that when I heard that story.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then a guy found an Independence, because where do you think he would hide it? He had another painting over it. So the guy must have passed away, because they had multiple signage of the original.
Yeah.
Independence, and it was worth millions.
That's right.
Wow.
And the guy bought it at a garage sale for like $10.
Yep.
We're not saying that's going to happen this time. But.
Yeah. But I bet you're better off going to JJ's Market in Delhi.
Well, tell us some about some of the food you guys have.
Oh my gosh. Well, the thing that makes us kind of stand out is we roast all of our chicken, all of our pork, the corned beef. We make all of the meatloaf here. So that really makes our Cubans and our Reuben, and, you know, a lot of our sandwiches are just really savory because of that. So we'd like to bring you some of that next week so you can try it and enjoy some of it.
That sounds so delicious. Awesome. We are looking forward to it. I'm going to look you up online and see what other goodies you have.
That sounds great. Well, let me know, and I'll be happy to send you a menu, and we'll fix you up real good.
All right. So if anybody wanted to check you out, maybe do you have social media or someplace they can find you?
Yes, we're on Facebook with JJ's Market, and we've got a website that is currently being rebuilt, but it's currently at www.jjsmarket.net, and that's kind of like the old website, but the new one will eventually redirect from the old one.
All right.
Good for now.
That sounds great. And thank you so, so much. We look so forward to having you here next week and having some of your delicious food. And that's JJ's.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jill. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. We are running down on our time. So, Jeannie, tell us a little bit about what you do and how someone can contact you.
So, I do credit repair, and I work all over all our area, pretty much the United States. And I do credit repair, and everything is transparent. The client gets a portal where they can see exactly what we're doing at all times. And we do repossessions, we remove those, bankruptcies, different things like that. And you can reach me at 727-297-7776. I'm also on social media.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeannie. And I just want to mention real quickly about Morgan Landscaping. So if anybody is looking for a professional that does lawn service or maybe at your business, they do. They have all sorts of services they offer, and they have low prices starting out $99 a month.
That's great.
Excuse me, and that's 727-589-5555. That's Morgan Landscaping.
And they're in Clearwater?
They do. Yes, they service Clearwater.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I got a dry throat, so go ahead and finish out the show. Okay. Adam, I got to go get some water really quick.
So, Jeannie, tell us where they can reach you again, Jeannie.
Again, my phone number is 727-297-7776. My company name is JVV Credit Counseling. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
And Twitter. But I'm here, and I also do face-to-face consultations. If you're in the driving area, I will come meet you and go over your credit report.
And it's
personally
so important. It's so important to get your credit rating back to stuff. You know, a lot of people don't realize they have marks on their credit
that can be
removed. Yeah.
You know, too many inquiries will drive your credit down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I learned last week from you that if you have medical stuff on there, they're not even really allowed to put that on there.
Nope.
Did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, it's against the privacy and HIPAA laws.
All right, guys. So I know there's probably a lot of people out there that have that kind of thing on there.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that do.
Yes. All right. So one more time, that's Morgan Landscaping. They are fast, courteous, and dependable, and they offer complete professional installation and maintenance. And they do free estimates.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you can give Chris a call over at Morgan Landscaping at 727-589-5555. I love that number. It's easy to remember.
Say it again.
589-5555.
That is easy. That's important.
Yes. All right. So just one more time, guys. Got to go check out the Wind Point Arcade at 34896 U.S. Highway 19 behind the Winn-Dixie. They have lots of cool things going on every single day. And Ryan.
Yeah, and then also JJ's, Jack and Jill.
Yes. So that's cool. They're going to be here next week, guys. So make sure you tune in Thursday, 5 to 6.
There you go. And then we're going to end the song of how life should be.
Happy.
And how you should run a business. You have anything else to say, Jill?
No, Jill actually is not here anymore.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to end now. They can listen to the words of this song, and this is how we should operate as a team in life and to be at peace.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Listen to the words
of the song. I should
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.